This is IGN.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
This is IGN. Coming up, the latest update on Final Fantasy 16. Welcome to IGN's Daily News Roundup. But first, Destiny 2 players have been gathering en masse at the tower to honor the late Lance Reddick, who passed away at the age of 60. After the news broke, Guardians began flocking to Commander Zavala, who Reddick famously voiced, to pay their respects. News traveled quickly in the Destiny community as Reddick was not only an avid fan of Destiny, but would occasionally engage with players on social media as Commander Zavala. Stephanie Reddick, Lance's wife, posted a message on his Twitter account to address his sudden passing. She also acknowledged the Destiny community by saying, "To the thousands of Destiny players who played in special tribute to Lance, thank you. Lance loved you as much as he loved the game." In the words of Commander Zavala, "Eyes up, Guardian." Up next, the upcoming sequel to 1996's Twister has found its first lead actress in Daisy Edgar-Jones to lead the next generation of storm chasers. The film allegedly went into production last year as Universal and Amblin were still hunting for a director after Top Gun Maverick's Joseph Kosinski didn't pan out. Now we finally know the director of Twisters will be Lee Isaac Chung, most notable for his work on Minari, as well as a recent episode of The Mandalorian. The original Twister pulled in $494 million at the global box office in 1996, largely in part to its groundbreaking special effects for the time. Now, more than 25 years later, we can likely expect another visual spectacle. In other news, Blizzard fans are freaking out about the only current way to access the long-awaited Diablo 4 beta other than pre-ordering. Ordering KFC. As the beta kicked off Friday, hopeful players are taking to the game's Reddit to express their surprise, frustration, and amusement over the KFC beta code promotion. Some users are ordering KFC simply for the beta code, with no intentions to eat the chicken sandwich, while some are protesting it altogether. The beta code is available to anyone in the United States who orders a double down sandwich or other valid options, though a vegan or vegetarian meal is absent from the list. Diablo 4 launches June 6th with another completely open to the public beta taking place next week from March 24th to 26th. And the developers of Final Fantasy 16 revealed that it will take players roughly 35 hours to beat the game's story and 70 to 80 hours to do everything else alongside it. In an interview, director Hiroshi Takai and producer Naoki Yoshida said they thought out the playtime for Final Fantasy 16's story mode to take into account that gamers have busy lives outside of video games, so they wrote it in a way that allows players to do just the bare minimum if they're too busy to do any side quests. The team aimed for 20 hours at first, but Takai said, "You'll see the entirety of Clive's way of life, and the game will probably take about 35 hours to clear. If we include side content, it'll be double that amount." To hit the max play time, Yoshida and Takai referenced, players will need to complete side quests, max out abilities, acquire all the accessories, and complete every monster hunt. That's your IGN Daily News. If you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.